this is the Pocket Monster Manual. I'm Wooly Shambler, here with Moogle.
Hello.
Racing Brent.
Ah!
Rusty.
Ah!
And Shiny.
Ah!
We're talking about Heracross. Fuck yeah.
What a good lad. Heracross. Look at this lad.
He's such a good dude. He has got the cutest eyes.
You can tell by the art that he's just ready to fight.
He's like a pill with limbs.
So look how happy he looks. Like that's, yeah, that might not even be his mouth.
That's not a mouth. That's the surrounding line around his
I know.
Horn.
But he has
I just
no
realized
mouth.
That. I always figured it was a mouth.
No. The mouth is down there between his legs.
That's
no.
Yes. So do you think no like that middle see. No that middle rectangle, it opens like a nutcracker, like a yes. nutcracker's mouth, or like a ventriloquist dummy.
Oh yes. No,
that's what it is.
The bottom part folds down. The bottom
it
part
slides to the
down.
Side like a sliding door.
Just like rotates. Where's that thing with all the pictures of the early designs? Because he was one of them, wasn't he?
It's not. I don't think it's overly different, to be honest. It's not that
no.
bad.
It looks, seem to remember, it's more like Mega-ish. Ew. Whereas, because the Mega's got the different type of horn on him.
His Mega looks like he's a little bit grumpy, looks like he's pouting. It's like,
well, you would be, wouldn't you?
I mean, if I looked as awesome as him, no, I wouldn't be pouting. I wouldn't be grumpy.
He was the only bug fighting type for a long time, and he's still like really cool.
Yeah.
He's really, really good.
It's a good dude. I don't think I've ever used him though. I like his design a lot because he's a beetle.
Wasn't he really difficult to catch?
He's extremely difficult to catch. You had yeah. to headbutt trees.
Oh yeah, headbutt. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
Beetle. You are afraid of
beetle.
So are you?
I'm afraid of this beetle. It can throw objects that are 100 times its own weight.
Well, how much does it weigh? Let's have a look.
Its weight is 54 Ooh. Kilograms.
Do you know what?
Oh,
that's
shit.
Quite a lot, isn't it?
So wait,
quite
100
lot.
Times?
Yeah.
5 tons?
Yeah, it just chucks things into the sun. That's its entire lifestyle.
That's like 2 cars on top of each other.
To chuck them.
He only knows one thing, and it's yeet.
Yeah.
They kind of gave Heracross, they kind of made him a counterpart to Pinsir, which I think is interesting considering they're not from the same generation.
Mm.
They don't do that very often.
We have another reference to other Pokemon in the Dex, which is that in Alola it fights Vikavolt. It's its biggest rival. I don't know what Vikavolt is.
It's one that looks like
he's
a
railgun boy.
Railgun?
Yeah, he's a bug electric.
Yeah. He's Bilectric. So cool.
Like he's one of those.
He looks like a little battery as a baby, doesn't he? Yeah, the charger bug. The
it's
little bug.
Like it's always a decade generation. Before you get there, though. You can't evolve him before the end of the game, though, I think, if I remember right. So like,
in regular Sun and Moon, yes, but in Ultra, they fixed it.
Heracross is actually docile unless you start shit. Who in their right mind, right, would look at this creature, this gigantic fucking bug, and think, I'm going to bother it?
But his definition of starting shit might be very different, because he's very protective of his honey. That's basically all he lives for. If it is disturbed while sipping
honey,
we all live for the honeys.
Just go up to a Heracross, steal its honey. Just make sure you got parachute equipped, right?
What?
He'll chuck you in the air, and then it's like a free trip home.
Yeah,
you'll be far away.
Yeah,
honey in hand, perfect.
I also like the fact that its Firmali form looks. It's got like a heart.
Yeah,
that's cute.
Yeah.
Imagine being Heracross and having like an itchy horn, and you can't even reach it with your stubby hands, like.
Just scratch it on the ground, mate.
You just jam it into an enemy.
Yeah.
You jam it in.
So let's talk about the unfortunate thing. Mega Heracross.
I mean, it's not awful.
He's awful.
He's a thick boy.
He's got fucking air vents on his stomach and giant ball hands.
He looks like a Mega Man boss.
The only thing I really dislike is his back, which
yeah,
I don't
the yellow back.
Diarrhea brown.
It's because someone pissed his pants.
Oh, someone shit in his shell.
That's why he's so mad.
But yeah, he does look a lot like a Mega Man character.
It's because he has the Buster Cannon hands.
I mean, it's the round it's the round arms that I think do it. If he didn't have the round arms, it just looked like a standard.
Yeah. I feel like that. Yeah, I feel like if it didn't have the round arms, I'd probably like it slightly more.
Yeah.
But I just
they did this all the time in like Gen 6 and onwards where they just have to add like more colors onto the creature and like they have like a big area that doesn't need to be that color.
Like cause I really like his new horn. If he just didn't have like the ball hands and the air vents, I think I'd like him a lot more.
And the colors.
It's actually Venetian blinds.
Ooh, Venetian blinds. Think he ever gets them stuck?
If you twizzle one of his antenna, they close and open.